Of the Father and of the Son and of God's Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. I want you to do something with me here. Breath in. And hold it, and let it out. I recognize that for some of you, that may be the first two deep breaths you've taken in about 4 weeks. I also recognize that for most of us, myself included, that'll be the last two deep breaths you take until we do the two at the end of the sermon that you take before until the end of Christmas and the New Year and all of that stuff. Jesus talks about in our two scripture readings this morning, he says, come to me in Matthew, come to me all you who are struggling hard and carrying heavy loads, and I will give you rest. Put on my yoke and learn from me. I'm gentle and humble, and you will find rest for yourselves. My yoke is easy to bear, and my burden is light. And he also says to the apostles, he said, the apostles returned to Jesus and told them everything they had done and taught. Many people were coming and going. And going and coming. So there was no time to eat. He said to the apostles, come by yourselves to a secluded place and rest for a while. And that's just what they did. Thanksgiving leftovers are put away. If you run your kitchen like my mom does, the dishes have been done for, 72 leftovers. You've done the massive rush of shopping on Friday and Saturday. Now comes the time to put up the Christmas tree, wrap the presents, get them under the thing, write all your Christmas cards, bake cookies for the cookie walk, do this, do that, da, 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 da. Because Christmas is a month from today. I want you guys to remember to stop and breathe. I want you to remember to stop and rest. And in that resting, be thankful. We're coming off of Thanksgiving, right? Which, let's face it, depending on who you are sitting in this congregation, Saturday was either really good or really terrible. Happy birthday, Sandy. We're coming off of busy. We're coming off of hectic. And we're jumping into busier and more hectic and more crazy. And kids who will now start getting squirrely and swirly. Val, my prayers for you and your students, especially for you. We're getting into the time of year where things get nutso and more people find themselves forgetting what the reason for the season is. And we forget to stop and breathe. And we forget to pull back and say, you know what? Thanks, God. Jesus had sent the apostles out, sent the disciples out, go and teach, go and do all this, do the whole nine yards. And they came back. I am sure they were exhausted. I mean, straight up whipped. They've been preaching from every point in between here and there and three quarters of the way back. They've been, you know, making people convert and encouraging people to convert to following Christ. And they come back and they're telling Jesus about everything they've done and say, well, you sent us out and this is what we've done and this is how many people came and this is how many people said they'd follow you and this is how many people we preached for and this is how many people we fed and this is and did it. Come on, get in the boat. We're going to go take a rest for a while. We're going to go recover. We're going to go rest and restore ourselves. Come on, let's go to a secluded place where they can't find you. And we'll rest for a while. Matthew's reading, come to me, all you who are struggling hard and carrying heavy loads, and I will give you rest. I love Advent. I love Christmas. They truly are my favorite time of the year. It is the best 5 weeks of the year in my book. But I know as well as the rest of you that just because it's the rush of making sure stockings are filled and presents are wrapped and Christmas cards are sent and trees are up and cookies are baked and all that good stuff doesn't mean life ends. And so all that other stuff you deal with 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, it doesn't stop just because of the holidays. It doesn't stop because we pick up the hubbub of the season. And so it adds to it. And so not only are you rushing around getting the Christmas things ready and prepped and the whole nine yards, you're also rushing around making sure that loved ones get to work and colleagues are fed and parents are taken care of and gas gets in the car and all of the other things. And oh yeah, the bills have to be paid. Take a deep breath in. Hold it and let it go. Do it again. Take a deep breath in. Hold it and let it go. The truth of the matter is that Jesus the King, Jesus the ruler, is also Jesus the shepherd. Jesus the caring brother. Jesus the caring savior. The truth of the matter is that it's okay if the ornaments don't go on the tree exactly how they've gone for years before. It's okay if you're not sending out Christmas cards until December the 22nd. It's okay to use gift bags. It's okay to say, God, I need a minute, and to walk into the bedroom door and close the door and ignore it when people are knocking on the door. Get some earplugs and you can't hear them. It's okay to stop and breathe, and more than that, we're called to do it. Think about the creation story, and God created this and that and the whole nine yards and everything and all of creation, and what did he do on the seventh day? He rested. God does not intend for us to run ourselves absolutely ragged and be so worn out that we forget about the baby in the manger. That we forget about who he came to serve. That we forget that Christmas is spelled Christ Mass. That we are celebrating him. So I know, we're going to get nuts and we're going to get busy and we're all in the downhill slope of Advent. And woohoo, put your skis on because it's going to be a great ride. But also take the time to sit in the lodge by the fireplace with the hot chocolate, right? Take the time to rest. Take the time to reflect and say, it is good because you created it. And we don't forget to say, okay, God, I need you to carry this bit for me. I need your help because this burden is too heavy. I need you to pick it up for me for a little bit. Put your bulletins down. Take a deep breath in and hold it and let it go. And do it again. Take a deep breath in and hold it and let it go. When I say peace be with you, hold on to that. When I say go in peace, hold on to that. And when Jesus says, come by yourselves to a secluded place and rest for a while, do it. You will serve your God and your family so much better when you do. Amen.